Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Krall. High water on state rivers has prompted the DNR law enforcement section to ask boaters to be very careful when heading out. DNR Chief Conservation Warden Todd Schuller says recent storms packing torrential downpours have fueled floods and strong, fast currents. He says the public should think safety when planning water trips by first checking local conditions and always wearing a life jacket. Conservation Warden Michael Seelander in Vilas County agrees, saying a life jacket is necessary.
Well, it's always a good idea to wear life jackets whenever you're on the water, but in particular now when we have all this high water, especially on some of our river systems like the Wisconsin River and places like that, there's so much water and the current is so strong, and sometimes that folks are kind of unassuming and just see calm water, but there's a lot of power. Even if you're an avid swimmer, you can get pulled under some of those currents fairly easily.
Seelander says the power of water can be deceptive.
Especially around dams right now when there's, you know, a lot of the dams are going to be letting a lot of water through. There's a lot of current below dams and also in some of our low head dams where there's you really can't see the structure very much from upstream. There's a lot of torque there into some dangerous spots there too. So folks need to be conscious of where they're at and where they're going and pay attention to what's around them.
Seelander says also watch for debris that might be floating in the fast water, as that could pose a hazard. He says have a plan when you go out. Other safety tips are on the DNR website. A new study shows most home prices in the North Woods have not returned to pre-recession levels. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance spokesperson Dale Knapp said researchers looked at figures from the Department of Revenue about equalized home values throughout the state. He says they looked at where home values were as of last January in each county versus just before the recession.
Statewide, home values are still about 4.5% below where they were just prior to the recession. When you look at it county by county, there's only a few areas of the state where the recovery in values has actually brought residential properties back sort of above water, back above where they were prior to the recession.
Knapp says the western part of the state saw values increased, but most of the rest of the state had numbers below pre-recession levels.
For most of northern Wisconsin, they remain down at least 5%. And a lot of the very northern counties, residential values are still down more than 10% from where they were prior to the recession.
While residential properties in many parts of the state were struggling to recover, Knapp notes the commercial properties grew by about 7% and manufacturing properties grew almost 11%. Knapp says another statistic shows where employment has been growing, the home values increased the most. And a new study shows birth weights for Oneida County newborns are going up, a good sign, and that education is working, says an Oneida County public health nurse. A state report shows the percent of babies born here with a low birth weight is just over 6%. Oneida's figure is about 1 point lower than the state average. Low birth weight is defined as having under 2,500 grams for a body weight or just over 5 pounds. Dawn Klink says babies born early cause problems for parents. Klink says special units won't allow the child to be released until it reaches 5 pounds in some cases, and that could take a while. She says the child often has vision problems and is much slower to get the mental ability average for a child their age. Klink says there are factors for low birth weight babies and says they have programs to help expectant moms.
Smoking is one of them. We try to get the message out there that you shouldn't smoke during pregnancy. If you do smoke, cut way back. We have a program called First Breath, My Baby and Me, that works with moms that are smoking during their pregnancy to help them cut back or quit smoking and also to have a healthier lifestyle.
They also have the WIC program, or Women's Infants and Children, that helps women and families with good nutrition. More information is at your local county health department. And Oneida County is looking for its next generation of leaders, and residents or people who work in the county are asked to think about enrolling. Leadership Oneida County creates an awareness of services and organizations within the county and reinforces individuals' call to civic responsibility and citizen involvement. One of the graduates is WJFW-TV's Ben Meyer, who is also on the steering committee for this year's program.
It is a program for people that already consider themselves leaders in our community, and something that people who are maybe developing into leaders will find value in. It exposes folks to all our different sectors within Oneida County, introduces them to the people who make change and the influential people in those sectors, and introduces them to the community at the same time as they develop themselves as leaders. And in fact, it caps off with a service project that gives back to the community.
And Meyer was named Male Community Volunteer of the Year for 2016 by the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. More information is on the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce website, and we also have a link at WXPR.org. The weather forecast for tonight, look for partly cloudy, low 57. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 83, chance of an afternoon shower. Still a chance of rain Friday night, and Saturday, the chance of rain goes to 50%. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe with Craig here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.